My great tía Raquel. When my mom Sandra was a little girl in Chile, it seemed like every house had a party every night. Losing a tooth became a two-night party. Soon, my mom and her family came to the United States and then continued on with the celebrations. She especially remembers El 18, which means the 18th, for the 18th of September, Chilean Independence Day. And she especially remembers her tía Raquel at these celebrations. One night, there was going to be a party. That day, everyone in the family was decorating, cooking, or cleaning up. At about 7 o'clock, the doorbell rang. My tía Gladys said, "Oh, what a surprise, our first guest." People came quickly. At about 7:30, the house was full. They were all starting to have a lot of fun, playing games, talking, eating, and then all of the kids said,
"It's Tía Raquel!"
Tía Raquel had black hair and she always wore it back. She always wore red lipstick and loved lentejas. She went straight to the kitchen looking for empanadas, which are meat turnovers made of ground beef, onions, comino, olives, and raisins with pieces of hard-boiled eggs rolled into masa. Then she went straight looking for the glasses and bottles of vino. Tía Raquel went to every table and gave everyone a glass of vino. When everyone had a glass, she went to every table with her pañuelo and danced and sang, "Tómate ese vaso de vino. Tómate ese vaso de vino. Ya se lo tomó, ya se lo tomó. Ahora le toca al vecino." By 9 o'clock, everyone was drunk, except the kids. Everyone ate, danced, and told stories. Soon it was time to go home. Tía Raquel was always the last to leave.